Okay, welcome to the Life Accelerator Call. Get more done in the next 6 days than you have in the last 60 days combined. Now, that sounds great. Can it be done? Can you actually get more done in the next 6 days than you've gotten done in the last 60 days combined? Well, you can, and you will, and some people actually get more done in the first 6 hours than they did in the last 60 days. So welcome. We're going to have an exciting, fun, I think a real life changer call. Grab a pen and paper. Also, there's a handout for this call. For those of you who are new, my name is Blaine Elkers. I'm a presidential director with Trivita, one of the founders of Team Ytaba. I live in Scottsdale, Arizona with my lovely wife, Beth, and two children, Beau and Caitlin. And because of the profits from the Trivita business, we do not need to have a job. We don't need any investments or any other sources of income. I am dedicated to your personal success. So my main purpose in life is to help people take control of their lives by taking control of themselves. So I guarantee that if you put into practice just one simple thing that I'm going to share with you in just a couple of minutes, that you will be successful starting today. This is not something about success out in the future. Starting today, you will be successful. Then, again tomorrow, you will be successful. Then the next day, and you will string together a few successful days, and you will make a successful week, which in turn will turn into a successful month, which will turn into a successful year, which will turn into a successful life. So, you will be successful. You will get more done. You will be more excited. You will be more energized, and you will be more inspired than ever before. So stick around here. Also, we're going to be giving away some books later in the call. So we've got that is happening as well. And today we're going to cover the simple secret that's going to make all those things happen in your life. Okay, you're going to get more done in all areas of your life. Personally, stuff around the house, personal goals, working on the 10 essentials of health, in your business life. This is going to help. You're going to get more done on your job, whatever your job may be. And it's going to ensure that you have the time to work, not only on your own wellness, but on sharing wellness with others. So you're going to get more done in the personal life, in your business life, and in your relationships. Your relationships are going to grow. They're going to improve. And even spiritually, you're going to find more connection to God and a more balanced life. So I tested this stuff out. I've been testing it kind of intensely now for the last 2 months, and I more than doubled my productivity. And I'm a pretty high productivity guy, so this was pretty incredible. So again, if you don't have the handout, then just grab a piece of paper, and that'll have to do for now. All right, are you ready? This is going to be fun. At the top of the first page, you're going to see a sentence, and there's some blanks there, and you're going to be filling in the blanks as we go through this with the handout. So the first concept here in the 6-Day Life Accelerator is that success comes down to getting things done and living the life you desire and the life you design, not what the world or other people want you to do. So let me repeat that so you can fill in the blanks there. Success comes down to getting things done and living the life you desire, the life you design, not what the world or other people want you to do. So today we're going to cover two things and have some training for you over the next 6 days that will allow you to master what I call the art and science of influencing yourself. I call that self-fluence, kind of a word I made up. Taking control of your life by taking control of yourself. We're going to cover two things that are going to make all that happen. What we're going to teach you today, it may sound simple, but it has tremendous, tremendous power. Simple yet profound. The most important key can be understood in one single sentence. One single sentence today, I think, can not only accelerate your life for the next 6 days, but actually change your life forever. And I'm going to share that sentence with you in just a moment. And everything we teach here in this 6-Day Life Accelerator and with self-fluence, everything we teach about influencing yourself, right, what I call self-fluence, is also self-evident, meaning that it works right away. You can prove it to yourself very quickly. Just start doing it, and you will the benefits, the rewards, the proof that it works happens right away. So it's self-evident, and that's kind of neat too. And you can share this with other people. You can share it with your new affiliates, and you will see. You will accelerate your life. You will get so much more done, and it'll be so much more rewarding too, actually, because of the way we do it. Okay, let's get started. At the top of the page, you've got your quote filled in there. And then the next thing says, my last 60 days. My last 60 days. Okay, so we are about to get more done in the next six days than you did in the last 60 days. So that begs the question. What have you gotten done in the last 60 days? So I want you to write down five or six top things that you accomplished in the last 60 days. You're going to see there's about five or six lines there. So I want you to write down right now, take a minute, write down the five or six top things you accomplished in the last 60 days. Can you hear the crickets? Okay, now, a lot of people, and maybe you are right now, are just staring at the paper, trying to answer that question, what have I been doing for the last 60 days? Many people have no idea really what they've been doing. They're kind of going through the motions. Now, if you can't think of anything, that makes my job very easy to get more done than nothing in the last, accomplished in the next 6 days. If I have to beat nothing, that's going to be real easy. But let's try to dig a little further so you can get some things in there, and then we're going to get all more than that done in the next 6 days. So let's talk about a little bit further. What do you do every day? Sometimes, you've accomplished something at work maybe in the last 60 days. Did you do anything new, in the last 60 days? Do you have any accomplishments over the last 60 days, right? What did you get done with your family over the last 60 days? And it might be something small, it might be something large, right? Have you accomplished anything with your health over the last 60 days? These are all important areas of your life. Some people do have a calendar, and they can look back, and maybe after the call you want to do that, but you, if you have a calendar, you can look back and see what you've accomplished, right? Perhaps you can do that. And I'm going to show you today a way to automatically, it automatically creates a sort of accomplishment log, which is another nice side benefit, not the main reason we do it, but it's a side benefit that you'll never be staring at a blank piece of paper if somebody asks you, what you've accomplished in the last 60 days. So some people also realize that they've gotten stuff done in the last 60 days, but it was for somebody else. They didn't really get much done for themselves, and that is going to change starting today, starting here, right now. Another question for the last 60 days I'll ask you if you've been involved with the Trivita business is, what about your Trivita business? What have you accomplished in the last 60 days? Do you track your business in any way? Okay, because I do what I'm about to share with you, because I use this life acceleration thing I'm going to show you here in a minute, I easily track that, right? So I know on my sheet here, because I did it this morning, I can show, I know what I've accomplished. So I know that I've added 4,000 new people in the last 60 days in my Trivita business. I know that I've gotten 40 bottles of Nopalea out for people to try, right? So maybe you can think about that. Maybe you've gotten some brochures out. Maybe you've shared it with a few people. But if you can quantify that a little bit, And because that's what we want to do. We want to take, what we've done in the last 60 days and have that happen in the next 6 days, right? We want to get at least that much done. Also, I know because of what I've been doing with the 6-Day Life Accelerator that I spent some time with my daughter playing tennis, coaching her in tennis. That was an important thing for me over the last 60 days. And in the last 60 days, she won her first tournament, and the look on her face was priceless because so much work she'd been playing tennis for about a year, playing in tournaments all this year, and it was priceless. So that's something that happened over the last 60 days for me. I also took care of my mom. I attended a college fair with my son. I connected with an old friend who I'm going to see next month, which is exciting because I haven't seen him in over a decade. And I also recorded my lowest body fat in the last 10 years in the last 60 days. So I've got quite a bit that I've done. So I've got to turn up the volume here and get quite a bit done these next 6 days. But for you, okay, hopefully you've got a few things, or if you don't, that's okay. That makes these next 6 days very easy to do more than if you can't think of anything. But you're going to have a system to track it better. And, so don't worry, because in a few minutes, not knowing what happened over the last 60 days will be a thing of the past, okay? Again, if you can quantify what you've gotten done over the last 60 days, that's better. Maybe spend a little time after the call. But the main thing is we want a comparison of, hey, this is what I did in the last 60 days as compared to this is what I got done in these next 6 days, okay? So let's move on to the next line on the handout, which is actually a line with, it's got a single asterisk or star there. And so on that first line, I want you to write down your current age. Okay, so right next to that little asterisk, I want you to write down your current age. For me, that is 47. So I just wrote down 47. Now, I want you to skip down. You'll see skip down four lines, and then you'll see the double asterisk or the double star. Okay, I want you to make an educated guess, on how old you will live, and I want you to write that age down. Now, you know, this is usually based on your health and family history and genetics and maybe even your current lifestyle habits, right? Many people already have a number in the back of their head and say, you know, I'm going to live to such and such, right? I'm going to live to a certain age, or you know, my parents live to this age. So people usually have a number in the back of their head. But if not, I want you to make an educated guess. And so for me, I put 95 down, so I'm about halfway through. Okay, now, there's a little gap. There's a three-line gap there. And in those three lines, I want you to write down two or three things that you need to do in that gap, in that time frame between your age today and how old you think you're going to live to. Okay, so I want you to figure out and write down. Think about it. Again, most people have some things in the back of their mind, key things in the back of their mind that they think about getting done in the time that they have left on Earth. Right. So again, if you can't think of a bunch of things, or actually the opposite, if you're thinking of a lot of different things you want to get done, that's okay. Write them down as fast as you can. Turn the sheet over if you need to, and write more, and that's fine. And in the end, pick your top two or three and end up, circling the top two or three. But also, if you're drawing a blank here, okay, that's okay. If you're drawing a blank, take some time after the call to think about it. You really probably, and most people don't, spend enough time with themselves, with the email off and the smartphone off and the television off and the telephone off, and really spend some time with your authentic self and listen to yourself and talk to yourself and really think about what are the, you know, two or three kind of most important things for you to get done, you know, in that time frame. And if you are drawing a blank, perhaps think about what would God's dream or what was God's vision be for you during those years? What would he like, you know, what would he like to see you accomplish or finish during those years? And so think about that. I'm going to drink a little Nopalea right now. Give you a minute to come up with a few things. I mean, for me, I wrote down stay right with God. Provide for Beth and my family and the kids, help the kids through college, kind of set up their foundation for life. And also, another thing is to help people, like I was saying, to help people take control of their lives by taking control of themselves. So that's the stuff for me. Okay, let's take a moment now and talk about the keys to longevity, okay? There have been identified in the scientific literature seven keys, and in the psychological literature as well as science, seven keys to longevity. The first key is, as you may be easily able to guess, is a healthy diet, what you eat and what you drink. And Trivita covers that in Essentials 2 and 4, drink water and eat nutritiously. Now, the second key to longevity is get good sleep. Trivita covers that with essential number 3, peaceful sleep. For those who got 8 hours of sleep, they lived 13% longer than those with less sleep. Okay, so healthy diet, get good sleep. The third key to longevity is exercise. Trivita covers that with essential number 5, enjoy activity. The fourth key to longevity is good relationships. Trivita covers that with Essentials 6 and 7, give and receive love and be forgiving. So we've got healthy diet, get good sleep, exercise, good relationships. Number five is a bright attitude. That's covered by Trivita with essentials 8 and 9. Practice gratitude and develop acceptance. So we've got healthy diet, get good sleep, exercise, good relationship, bright attitude. Number six is attend some type of religious services. Study shows that those who attend some type of religious activity or service live 7 years longer. We cover that in essential number 10, develop a relationship with God. So that's the top six: healthy diet, good sleep, exercise, good relationships, bright attitude, attend religious services. And the seventh one, and these are not in order of importance, because the seventh one actually tends to be the most important. And that seventh one is have a defined purpose, a reason to live. Okay, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. So think about those things for a minute. Trivita teaches all those items, right? And if you put those into practice today, starting now, or maybe you've already put some of those in practice, but if you put those in practice, do you think you could live longer than the number you put down? Could you improve your diet a little bit? Could you get some good sleep? Could you exercise a little more consistently? Could you deepen your relationships with friends? Could you make some new friends, maybe even through Trivita? Can you live a personal, passionate life on purpose, right? And realize that between your age now, right, and what you guessed for how long you will live, there will also be, in addition to what you can do, which is all that stuff we just covered that you can do, there will be advances in science, in medicine, and in longevity that will help you live longer, right? There will be advances in supplements. So I think Trivita is going to pioneer. They're going to lead the way in that. There's going to be advances in DNA repair, stem cell research, right? They'll be able to grow you a new liver, right? Grow your own liver or lung. Gene therapy. There'll also be repairs like the Bionic Man TV show. I don't know if you remember seeing that. You know, you could have a mechanical arm or legs, right? Medical advances that come along, okay, they add right now over the last, say, 50 years, the medical advances that come add about 1 year to our life expectancy for every 5 or 6 years. So what that means is that every year you live, you get another 60 to 70 days just from living, just from the medical advances, okay? So with all those things combined, okay, with all those things combined, I want you to think about how much longer could you live, an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 years, right? Think of all the anti-aging breakthroughs that will occur to slow down and possibly even reverse the aging process. We already have the Nopalea. Just doing that, just drinking the Nopalea, keeping your inflammation down, doing the 10 essentials, I think even those things alone could give you another 10 years. Okay, back to the handout. If you go down 4 lines from the double asterisk, you're going to see the triple asterisk. And I want you to write down next to that your extended life age. Okay, the age that with all the medical advances in science, with all the 10 essentials work, with everything that you're going to do, I want you to write down how long you're going to live, what your extended life age is going to be. And I think that should be at least 10 years longer than what you had. For me, I put 110 down there. I went for an extra 15 years, okay? Now, the last part of this is, yes, you've probably already guessed it, that there are 2 to 3 blank lines in there. And I want you to list 2 or 3 things that you would like to accomplish with that extra time. Okay, with the extra time. So the first 2 or 3 things that people usually put are more obligations. These are a little bit more deeper, right? With that extended life, what would you like to do? What would you like to accomplish during that extended life, right? You already took care of those other 2 or 3 items that you had above, okay? Now what do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish with those extra years? So take a minute. Just think about it for a minute. I'm having another sip of Nopalea there. And again, it's okay if you think of a bunch of things. You can just keep writing. There's room there at the bottom of the page. Or you can turn the page over. And just keep writing. That's great. Write them down as fast as they come. Later, pick the top 2 or 3. Also, again, if you're drawing a blank, take some time after the call to really think about it. Sit down, just you and you. Sit down, just you and you, you and your authentic self. and think about that. Perhaps again, think about what would God's vision be for those extra years. Why is he giving you those extra years? He can call you home anytime he wants. Why did he give you those extra years? So for me, inside that, I have some things like win a senior division golden tennis ball tournament, because that's more of not really an obligation, but something that, a passion of mine is to play tennis, and I really do enjoy that. The other one is really teach people about self-fluence, the art and science of influencing yourself, and bring wellness to others. Those are things that I really, want to accomplish. And think about that, during that time period. What do you want to accomplish as you're ending your life, right? As your life is you're reaching the end point, what are some of the things you want to do? What are the ways maybe that you do want to give back? What are some of the ways that you might serve others? What are some of the ways that the years that you've already had could be invested not only in yourself, but invested in other people? And that really comes down to the heart of what we're trying to do here in this first part. And this is extremely important and inspiring. So spend some time with this over the next 48 hours. Mull it over, right? Think about it right before you go to bed and first thing in the morning. Why? Because your brain's in something called the alpha state. And the alpha state, which we'll talk a little bit more about later, but the alpha state is basically when your mind is very receptive to new ideas, and right before you go to bed, your subconscious is going to be working on whatever you thought about for the last 30 minutes. It's going to be thinking about that throughout the night and working on it. So if you watch a scary movie right before bed, you have the nightmare, right? It's the same thing. If you start thinking about your life and what you want to accomplish and what you want to share with others during that life, then right before you go to bed, that's great. And also right first thing in the morning, because then it's kind of in the back of your mind all day, right? And so we're gonna show you ways that you can make sure that happens. Again, a lot of times the first ones that you put between your age today and the first time that your first age, not your extended life age, a lot of those tend to be obligations, things you feel like you have to do. But you'll notice that some get you very excited, right? These are things that you really want to do versus things that you may feel you have to do. And you get excited about it. You're willing to wake up early and stay up late to do those things because they're very, very exciting to you. So why did we just go through all that? What just happened there on that piece of paper? Well, what happened for you right there in this moment is you now have the formation of some of your life purposes. And many people go through life without really thinking about what they want out of life, what they want to give back in life, why they're here. Very few people think about it, and even fewer people actually write it down. So now you're in an elite group. You just did that. It's very powerful to discover your life purposes and have them written down, okay? And again, like I said, take some time over the next two days or so, and we're going to get back together on Wednesday and talk about it interactively. Then come up with a few statements of some of your life purposes based on what you put on the piece of paper. And, from those life purposes, you're going to be able to create specific goals that are in alignment with those purposes, right? And the fulfillment of the goals will bring great satisfaction and great success. And this is the cornerstone of your life and of Trivita's mission. Trivita's mission is for discovering your life purposes, right, which is quite powerful and serves as kind of a daily power charge, right? When you're living on purpose, you're filled with passion. Life is fun. Time goes by quickly. You're uplifted. You're in a great mood, right? So think about it over the next few days. And like I said, we're going to help you. We'll talk about a question and answer period we're going to have on Wednesday. And use these purposes, right? And it's not just one aha, this is my soul life purpose, but it's going to be a few different purposes come out. And the power of the purpose will drive your life, and Trivita wants to provide you with the health and the wealth that you need to live those life purposes out. So that was the first thing we wanted to do. We're done with part one, which is to help you to begin to discover some of your life purposes, right? Mine revolve around caring for my family, being in a good relationship with God, and helping other people through self-development, through self-influence, right? Helping people take control of their lives by taking control of themselves. That's why I'm teaching today. I got psyched up. I woke up early this morning, no alarm clock. I got up early to prepare. I'm excited to help in any way to help you to begin to take control of your life by taking control of yourself. So the key to the power behind getting charged up, to have the energy to go after life, is to discover and reveal and have written down those life purposes. So the second thing that we want to cover today should also change your life forever. And these two things combined is what I call the life accelerator. So the simple secret, if you use it every day, that I'm about to go through with you, if you use it every day, it guarantees your success. Okay, so I have a secret form that's in the handout here. We're going to go to the next page and start talking about it. I have a secret form that drives your daily success through the roof. It's the single most important factors to success, to accomplishment, to staying focused, to being able to say no to something when you need to say no, and to be able to say yes quickly and decisively when you should say yes. It ensures that you lead your life, not the life that someone else has for you. It also grounds you to your life purposes while boosting good feelings that you have for yourself and for the world around you. So, are you ready for it? Are you ready? All right, you should be screaming there. Okay, one small habit changes everything in your life. One tiny change that only takes but a few minutes, okay, and I'm going to ask you to link it to brushing your teeth because I know you never miss brushing your teeth, so there's the 21-second habit that you're going to try. You're going to be able to, not try, you're going to be able to do this, and it works every time. And it can be boiled down to one sentence, and this is at the top of page 2 of your handout, which is, never end the day until you planned the next one. So if you want to fill in the blanks on the form, never end the day until you planned the next one. Okay? And the next thing down there is, daily day design decides your destiny. So that's kind of a tricky sentence with the D words there, but daily day design decides your destiny. Terry Newsom says, plan your work and work your plan. My productivity, like I said before, more than doubled when I started doing this, and I've been doing it faithfully now, and I've been getting more done than any other time in my life. And it's simple, okay? It really is simple. It's that simple. Never end your day till you plan the next one. So it's as simple as making a list, keeping a pad of paper and pen next to the toothbrush, and making a list the night before, okay? Now, you don't want to wait too late. Maybe you get too tired, but you can do it at any time. But you make the list. Now, if you forget to do it, if it's next to your toothbrush, you'll just do it first thing in the morning. And some people like to do it first thing in the morning because they get too excited when they do it at night. But there is one advantage to doing it at night, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But you know, if you go to page 3 of the handout, that's kind of a very simple daily day design sheet. It's got 2 there. You can cut it down the middle. And it's that simple, okay? To getting more done, it's that simple that you just make a list the night before or the morning of, prefer the night before, of what you want to do tomorrow, okay? What you need to get done, have to get done, but what you also want to get done, okay? It's that simple. And if you don't do this, if you do not do this, and most of you don't do this now, or you do it to some degree, but I'll tell you what happens. The day sucks you in. Other people suck you in. The TV sucks you in. The internet sucks you in. Today, more than any time in history, it's information overload, distraction overload. Technology is a blessing, but today, people are not living their purposes because they are sucked into email, to the internet, to the smartphones, to the TV, to the super movies and the super sports coverage. And, you know, buy this package and you can watch every game that's ever played, 6 games at the same time, okay? This is so important because the world, you know, other people, the internet, it all will suck you in if you don't have a plan. Well, that all changes today because daily day design decides your destiny, and your daily designing of your day, okay, decides your destiny, okay? If you don't do it, then the circumstances of the day, then other people, then technology, then all those things I listed are going to decide what happens in your day, not you, right? If you don't do this, it's too easy, and it's so bad these days, worse than any other time, worse than your parents had or your grandparents had. There are so many distractions, so many pulls. You will drift from what you were designed and what you were, what you're really passionate about doing. You'll drift. Earl Nightingale, famous guy, has a great program called the Secret, and The Strangest Secret is the name of that program. And he uses the example of a ship, and it's a good example. One of those big, you know, wooden sailing ships, right, with a big, you know, big three big sails and the wind's blowing on it. And then the ship has a crew, and the crew's manning the sails. And there's a captain there at the big wooden wheel, you know, that big wooden wheel with the handles. And 9,999 times out of 10,000, that ship reaches its destination, right? And because they've got the crew, the directions, they got the compass and all that stuff. Now, if you take that same ship, push it out into the ocean with no crew, with no captain at the wheel, with nobody on board, what happens? It's going to crash. It's going to sink. It'll never reach its destination. It never will. It never will. And your life is like that ship. If you don't chart the course, if you don't grab the wheel, you will crash. You will never realize your God-given purpose, your potential, the plan that God has for you, if you don't take control through daily day design. The power of choice, the power of free will, the power to live your life's purpose, right? What you were designed and gifted to do is exhilarating. It's probably one of the most exhilarating experiences your body can have. You'll get up early, you'll stay up late, time flies, you're in a great mood, you're living your purpose, you're unleashing your passion and your energy, and it's very, very powerful. So you've got to do this, even if it's just as simple as just make a little list, and you can use that list on page 3 if you'd like, okay? Focus avoids distractions. It builds day by day. You can roll over items that you don't get done. You can plan them out for future days. You can create momentum, right, and balance. And each day is like a mini life. This is what's so important. A lot of people don't realize that every day you live, the sun rises, the sun sets. It's a mini life. Live it well, right? Your life will turn out well. If you string together a few well-lived days, you will build a well-lived week. And a few well-lived weeks turns into a month, which turns into a year. You get the picture, okay? So it's very, very important to do this. And again, on page 3, if you just want to make a list, that's great. What I want to spend a few minutes before we close is talking about if you want to go a little bit further. So you can just, listen, just map out your day. I'm telling you, that's going to be dramatic. But if you want to go a little bit further, I've been doing this for a while now, and if you want to go a little further, I've got the Daily Day Design 2.0, and that's on page 4. And you can see that's a blank one for you to print out and use over and over and over for yourself. And then on page 5, I actually have an example of one of my Daily Day Design pages 2.0. And I want to walk you through it, and I want to give you some tips, because this is where your life can really, really turbocharge. And we've got some notes here about this, and you can take some notes on page 2 if you'd like while going through page 5. But the first key that I've noticed from doing this for quite some time is what I call morning momentum. And you'll see in the box there, just to give you the layout of the sheet. Basically, the sheet's got at the top left, you can put the day or the date. You've got a spot along the right side where you can put notes, you know, notes from the day, ideas, accomplishments. Then on the left side, you're going to see it says start the day with the sacred 30. We're going to talk about that. Then there's a box there with the double M. We're going to talk about that. There's a health section there. Then there's some boxes that are bolded, and we're going to talk about those in the list. Then you finish the day with the sacred 30 again. Then there's a spot for your life purposes and your current goal, whatever that may be. And again, there's a lot of white space there to take notes and use it as a little bit of a daily log, okay? But the box is there. There's a little box where you can put a check mark. Or, as you'll see, sometimes I put the time of day. If I've got an appointment or I'm doing something at a certain time, I'll write the time in that box, and then I get to check out and put a big X in that box when it's done. And the first little nomenclature there at the top is, well, let's start at the very top. You see there it says, start the day with the sacred 30. Now, this is big, and this is kind of advanced, but your brain is in what's called the alpha state. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, and it's most receptive to new ideas, finding solutions, right? Like we said, just before bed and first thing in the morning. And it's key because your brain, you know, is going to work for you. Your subconscious is going to work for you all throughout the day, and you set the tone of the day in those first 30 minutes. You set the tone of the day in the first 30 minutes. Doesn't matter if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, because you can write that course, you can grab the wheel of the ship, and you can chart your course and change that by using those first 30 minutes, which sets the tone of the day, and your subconscious is going to kind of be mulling things over, whatever you place in there by thinking about in the first part of your day. Same thing at the end of the day. We'll cover that, the finish the day with the sacred 30. But in that first 30 minutes of the day, I'm there, I've got some deep breathing, I have a little gratitude journal that I keep, I write three things each morning that I'm grateful for, I do a little prayer, and I review, and actually I handwrite my purposes and my current goal. And I like to handwrite it every day. I think that it has more power, it's more powerful that way, and it just locks more in to your subconscious. So every morning I'm writing out my purposes, and I'm writing out my goal, and it keeps me focused on those all day long, and it keeps my subconscious focused, especially if you do that within the first 30 minutes of waking up. The other thing I try to do in the first 30 minutes is my M&M, and that's not candy. M&M stands for morning momentum, and you want to launch the day. You want to start the day with a simple, small little task that sets a positive tone of accomplishment all day long. And this is more key than people realize. So in the example here, it says clean out one drawer of junk. So in my office, I've got drawers that stuff just gets thrown in. We've got one in the kitchen that's got change and batteries and keys and just papers and a lot of junk. And so just take something that's just 10, 15 minutes. So you start the day with an accomplishment. Every day you start the day with an accomplishment. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about what you've gotten done. And it could be just clean a little section of your desk. It could be go through a stack of mail. It could be go through some magazines that are just sitting there and rip out the articles you like and get rid of the rest of the paper, recycle the rest of the paper. Okay, it can just be some little task. Clean the little piece of the closet out. Organize the shoes. You know, start the laundry. Some little task that puts you on the path to a great day. I think that's so important, and I really make sure every day I do something during that sacred 30 days. Okay, moving down the chart there, then you'll see health. Health, I give it its own line, okay? I think it's important to do something for your health. I eat an apple. I've been doing that every day for 6 years now. I try to listen to some positive audio while I'm exercising usually, some fresh juice, whatever that is for you. There's no reason that every day you can't have something. You can't have something, you know, something to do with your health. Could be drinking water. Could be just having a salad for lunch. Whatever it is, but there's a line there to make sure that you're doing that day in and day out. That's the health line. Now, the next line is something that if you'll try this today and tomorrow, this will be really big. This will have a big impact on your life. And what those blocks are, why it's highlighted, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, it's the fifth one down. It's kind of bolded. And why it's bolded is I try twice a day at a minimum to have two time blocks. So it's a concept that's called time blocking. And what time blocking is where you put focused work periods, usually 30 to 50 minutes, I use 50 minutes, where there is no phone, no email, there's nothing, there's just you and the task at hand, and there's nothing, no distractions. You don't take calls, it's all turned off, okay? It's just you with no interruptions for that period of time, okay? And you want to work on your most important tasks solid without interruptions. Because, you know, when you get interrupted, it can take you 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to get back into the zone, so to speak. So you want to do whatever the most important things are. And if you're not sure, then set up your first time block just to be with you. You talking to you. Talk to your authentic self, talking to yourself, listening to yourself, and start to think about what you should be doing and where you want to go in your life, and maybe, you know, hone in on some of those life purposes and really, really get it going. So you can see on mine, I've got the first one at 9 a.m. there on the example sheet on page 5 is 50 minutes of uninterrupted time on creating Tribeta tools. So this was a little while ago for me, and I turned everything off so that I could concentrate and get somewhere and make measurable progress on something that was the most important thing for me. The other one is at 4 o'clock, and that's where I blocked out time to be with my kids. Again, the phone's off. You can't reach me. During these time blocks, people should not be able to get a hold of you. No, there's nothing. There's no phones. There's no email. There's no cell phones. It's just you and the task at hand. If you'll try that in the next 2 days, you will be amazed at how much you can get done and how that alone is a 30-minute hour right there. You'll get more done in that 50 minutes than you would in 2 hours if you were, you know, looking at the internet and email and answering phones or returning calls. So again, time blocking, extremely, extremely powerful. Okay, and then basically, you know, you put in the things that you're going to do for that day, and when you get them done, you check them off, right? And you want to make sure that you plan out the day. If you got appointments, you can put the time in the box there. You want to have balance. Like I said before, each day is like a mini life, right? So you want to have some balance. You want to have something in there about health. You want to have something in there about relationships, right? You'll see there, reach out to one old friend. I recently did that. Now I'm getting together with a friend I hadn't seen for a decade, and I'm so excited about that because one of my life purposes is I really don't want to lose touch with some of my old, you know, old friends. So anyway, you want to have that balance. Put a little something in. That reach out to an old friend, that takes me just a minute. That could be an email. Send a little card, right? I mean, it's very, very easy. Do a text message. Just pick up the phone and call them for a few minutes. So there's easy way to do it. So, again, then as you move towards the end of your day there, remember that the last 30 minutes are also sacred, right? Right before you go to bed, if you could read a chapter of a good book or sacred literature, whatever you want, but right before bed, recap your day's achievements and design tomorrow's day, right? If you can spend the last 30 minutes kind of winding down, get your plan set for the next day, read some inspirational literature, and really wind it down. But plant in your subconscious during those last 30 minutes, plant in your subconscious what you want it to work on for the rest of the night, okay? So you also might want to put in some little or big rewards for yourself, right? Make sure each day has a little bit of your dream in there. It's also important to do some reading. I do it at night, but even just 15 minutes of a good book, self-improvement, whatever, is important. Listening to positive, uplifting, educational, inspirational audios are also another great way to do it. You've got time through your day, whether you're in the car, whether you're doing the dishes. You have time in your day where your hands are busy and your mind is free, and you should be listening to good audio things at that time. Also, I think it's important to put a little bit of 10 essentials in there, right? You know, and that can be the essentials like eating a healthy meal or, like we said before, talking to a friend. The last thing here on the sheet that, the other thing is you can use the white space. One of the things is daily tracking. And I use these sheets to keep track of things that happen throughout my day. Maybe I get a great idea, you know, or I think of some next steps on a project or something like that, or I get flashes of inspiration, right? You can track all that on the sheet, but also you can track things like your health. You can track what you eat. You could track how much water you drink. You could track your weight or your blood pressure or your body fat. Or you can track your business, right? How many new members do you have in your group, right? What's your volume? And maybe you only add that in weekly, but still, or at the end of the month, it's still a sheet, a way that you can track. And I save the sheets And then I've got something to go back to so I can see what did I accomplish. So I encourage you to save the sheets, and we'll talk more about using the sheets probably in the frequently asked questions calls that we're going to do on Wednesday. Then at the very bottom there, you're going to see it says my purposes and my current goal. So that's where you write out your purposes, and most people are going to have multiple ones. We hope that one of your purposes, life purposes, is to bring wellness to others, right? To be a window of wellness to the world, right? People see through you, they see what wellness can be like, and they want some of that. They want a wellness experience, and then you can end up sharing Tribeta with them. We hope that that's one of yours. But anyway, here's a spot where you do list it. I handwrite them out every day. And then you write your current goal, whatever that current goal may be. If you don't have a current goal, or you might have a couple of goals in different areas of your life. But again, writing them out every day and reconnecting with them is very, very powerful. Focused effort is the key. You know, during these next 6 days, I hope you'll take a look at this, use these sheets, right, and actually try to eliminate unproductive time or non-productive activities. You can watch a little TV to relax at night, but if you're watching 3, 4, 5, 6 hours of TV, that's probably not the best use of your time. If you go online on the internet and you find yourself 5 hours later, just all over the internet, looking up 15 different new ideas, okay, probably not the ideal use of your time. But now what you're going to do is you're discovered your life purpose, and now you know a way to tap in and to lock into that life purpose on a daily basis, right? Daily basis. And so to recap, what we want to do is have you begin today. And for the next 6 days, we're actually going to get together in 2 days and answer any questions you have. But for the next 6 days, you are going to fill out one of these. Now, if you just want to do the daily day design, kind of 1.0, just make a list, that's great. Or if you want to do the 2.0 and fill out the sheets like this, you're going to design your day, okay, before you go to bed, preferably. You never end the day until you planned the next one. You're going to put that into use. You've discovered some of your life purposes. You're going to mull that over, maybe, narrow it down to 2, 3, or 4. Write those out. Keep it simple, okay? And on Wednesday, we are going to cover some of the frequently asked questions around this life accelerating process, life accelerator 6-day course here. And some of the questions we're going to answer, which I get all the time, is, I can't come up with a clear life purpose. So we're going to cover that. We're going to show you how to dig a little deeper. Some of them is how often should I do this? Another question, with the daily day design, how often should I do it? And that's a great question. We're going to cover it. I don't do it every day, okay? There are days of rest and recovery. And so a long time ago, we were given a formula, 6 days work, 1 day rest. So now we've changed the formula to 5 days work, 2 days rest, but I'm still trying to stay with the original formula, and that's why I say this is a 6-day life accelerator, because I want you to do it for 6 days and then take a rest. Seventh day is the day of rest. But other things, people feel overwhelmed. They don't have enough energy to do it. What do I do with the completed sheets? And any other questions you have, we're going to answer those, and then we're going to post them. Then we're going to post those answers as well. But we're going to get together on Wednesday and do that. Okay, now is the moment of truth. Now is the time, for you to make a decision. And you've got to make a decision if you're going to actionize this now and do it now. if you're going to do a time block later today, right, you're going to schedule up those 50 uninterrupted minutes, right, that you can use, no distractions, to build your business, okay, to decide during those 50 minutes what you could do to build your Tribeta business, as an example. Now, you can use those 50 minutes to improve any area of your life. Maybe you'll decide to have a weekly meeting, but you if you actionize this now, today, get out the sheet. See, here's what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. Here's where I can time block. Here's where I can take 50 minutes uninterrupted, right? Do not let this hour be a waste. Do not let your life drift. Start now. Make a list. Design the rest of your day before any distractions take over. Listen, you're going to hang up from this call, or maybe you're listening online to the replay, okay? Do not do any email. Do not take a phone call. Do not talk to anyone. The next thing that you must do is design the rest of your day and start it right now. You got to design that day. You got to get some of these sheets, but start it now, okay? And then design tomorrow, right? So if you design your day today, and at the end of your day, you put in there, design tomorrow's day, right? Brush teeth, okay? I know brush teeth is going to happen tonight for you. It happens every night for you. Link the designing of the day to that if you need to. But design tomorrow, connect to your life purposes each day, and you will tap into a wellspring of energy and positive emotions, okay? You've got the information now. You have the tools. You can have it, link it to your toothbrush. You can do it, and you can do it now. Lastly, thank you for letting me express one of my life purposes, which by providing this training, I feel I'm here to help you take control of your life by taking control of yourself, by helping you master the art and science of influencing yourself, what I call self-fluence. So all the best. We did it in 60 minutes. God bless. Now take control and make it a great day.